Colorado is now in its third year of legal cannabis cultivation. The industry seems to be doing well, but growers also have a problem. They're getting a reputation for using a whole lot of energy. Denver officials believe cannabis accounts for between 1 and 2% of the city's total electricity use. But as KUNC Stephanie Page Ogburn reports, that may be changing.
So you can see we're actually on day one in here.
The first thing you notice when Nick Heiss opens up his marijuana grow room is the light.
Wow, it's really bright in here.
Yeah, it is, and you can see very orange.
Dozens of cannabis plants sit on low tables here at Denver Relief's growing facility. And there's giant light fixtures, similar to the kind used in stadium lighting, strung overhead. Heiss says that getting that lighting just right is key to being a successful grower.
It's very important. It's one of the things we talk about the most with these artificial environments.
But while these super bright lights are great at growing high quality, high yielding cannabis, they also use a ton of electricity.
The other big consumer is the HVAC system.
Plant scientist Neil Yorio works for a lighting company called Bios. As he explains, the energy to remove and cool the heat created by these stadium-style lights is another big cost for growers.
So those two together are 50 or 60% of your energy.
But Yorio thinks he has a solution. I met him in a smaller experimental grow room just a few steps down the hall from Denver Relief's main cultivation site. He was waving a probe over several cannabis plants.
And so right now I'm measuring a light level of, right here at this particular spot, of about...
In this room, instead of blazing orange light, a soft blue-white ambiance beams down onto leafy cannabis plants.
The LED technology offers an immediate solution to one of their biggest problems, and that's the energy consumption that they're experiencing now.
If these Bios LEDs can grow cannabis just as well as the standard high-pressure sodium lights, that could save a lot of energy. But first, Yorio has to prove they can do that. Denver Relief's Nick Heiss says in the first experiment, the aroma and flavor of the product wasn't quite right. But in a second trial, after Yorio made some tweaks to room temperature and the amount of light...
In a blind taste test, a majority of us leaned towards the flavor profile and the taste and their overall performance of the LED Gorilla Glue number 4 as opposed to the high-pressure sodium Gorilla Glue number 4.
In other words, a group of testers who consume the marijuana couldn't tell the difference. That's good news if your business plan is selling growers on your energy-saving lighting system. And Bios isn't the only company that thinks it can make money helping growers shrink their electric bill.
Hi, are you Steven?
Hi, Stephanie.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Yep.
Stephen Keene heads Cerna, a Boulder company that specializes in selling more efficient HVAC and lighting systems to growers. He says the money we're talking about, it's significant.
In a facility with approximately 250 lights, you're looking at roughly a $30,000 a month electric bill.
Keene says a lot of growers could be spending less.
You know, I go into grows and I see them wasting 50% of their energy. And I know that sounds crazy, but it's easy to prove through mathematics.
You start with, say, 5% waste from dirty reflectors in the lights. Maybe another 5% from light that hits walls and floors instead of plants. Add another few percentage points lost by an inefficient cooling system.
And by the time you add all that up, you know, you're wasting half your power.
In addition to his existing products, Keene's company is also developing a new type of greenhouse. He says that facility will let growers use more natural light as part of their operation. But no matter how they get that energy savings, there's one thing industry experts agree on. As the price for their product falls, cannabis growers are going to have to get more efficient. Those who don't may not be around much longer. For KUNC, I'm Stephanie Page Ogburn.